Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Tuesday, everybody. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell, your local alternative solid state radio.
And the gremlins, they have been aplenty.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I had problems on Saturday's show. I think that was on Saturday's show for Sessions. I think that's what the IT people call picnic. Problem in chair, not in computer. So I was effing up left and right. And before you guys say out there, oh, he's probably drunk, I was not drunk.
Yeah, I listened to a little bit of Saturday night show, and Adam actually sounded more with it than than normal. So, I mean, it was...
I was pissed, though. But then, like, my phone has decided, you know what? Charging's just really not our thing anymore. We're kind of done with that.
Oh, boy.
So I have to
put it... You haven't had that phone that long, have you?
I bought it November 7th, 2021.
Okay, so we're not even talking 2 years yet, it's already turning on you.
I've noticed that... After about 18 months, and I'm not rough on my phone. I'm not you, where every, you know, I don't know how many phones you've had that were just looks like a spider web on the screen.
Hey, that hasn't been the case for at least my last two or three phones, sir. Thank you very much.
But this one, just like my last one, just decided it doesn't want to charge. I have to sit there and take the cord and just jam it in there and just say things like, just take it. You know. But I woke up this morning, it was at 30%. I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. So I came here, and I had some content on there. I did. I honestly did. I'll have to rethink about some of the headlines and have you look it up during breaks. But, yeah, all my show prep is sitting in my bedroom charging.
Fine.
Yeah, but, you know, I think Apple had gotten busted by Better Business Bureau. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that, where they were showing that their phones would – purposely stop working after like 18 months to encourage you to buy the next iPhone.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
And every time I buy one of the Samsungs, brought to you by Samsung.
See, I don't have that. Like, I've had pretty much exclusively Samsung since they came out with the Galaxy S.
Yeah.
I've never had this problem.
I've never had it either, but I get the Galaxy AE Cheapo 10, something like that.
Well, that's and your problem. You're buying the cheapest phone they have.
Hey, it works, and it's
for a year and a half at most.
18 months, but I'm only paying $35 a month, and I can use it as a hotspot, as we found out that over at Tilted Access.
I also trade, like with the last one, I traded an old phone in and got this one for free.
Nice.
Like the top of the line one. And all I had to do was. Thankfully, our old pal Wes, who does weekends here, had an extra, like an old school, like an S4 or 5 or something, so I could keep my next most recent one.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just need that backup phone, man.
So what you're saying is, you're going to say this on the air, that you committed retail fraud with Samsung.
No. They didn't say it has to be my phone. They said trade them a smartphone.
There you go. I have so many smartphones at the house because, I mean, the kids buy them and they break them and or things. I have phones where nobody knows whose they are.
Yeah.
It's just, we have a junk drawer that's got about four or five dead cell phones in there.
Well, you probably could trade those in for some new, what are we up to on the Galaxies, like 20 or whatever?
Something like that, I don't know.
Like, I think that they're still running that deal.
The thing is,
at least through my carrier, they are.
I'm not one of those, if I could keep the same cell phone for 10 years, I would, because I know where everything's at. I know how it works, and it's simple. But then it just like the last one, it doesn't want to charge. Pisses me right off.
Yeah, that would get frustrating rather quickly.
The only thing I can think of is I've got it in my pocket a lot at work, and like lint and dirt and stuff gets
in the charger. Yeah, I had that problem for a while. I think it was the first year we did the Imlay City Fair. I took it to the to my carrier's dealership over across the street from the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there was, like, just lint and stuff. They cleaned it out, and it started charging again right away.
Really?
Also, alternately, if that doesn't work, you might just want to invest in one of those wireless charger pads.
Oh, yeah. Well, the phone has to be compatible for a wireless charger, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not that hard to track down.
No, I think that's the way I'm going to go. Because I am looking at getting another phone. You win, Samsung. You win.
You bastards. You win this round, and, well, most rounds, really, but...
My phone's laughing at me right now. I just know it.
It is, and I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of laughing right along with it.
Yeah.
Much to do today. Stick around. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Death Cab for Cutie, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Sean Canwell.
So I missed yesterday because of yet another doctor's appointment.
You just can't win for losing with those.
Let me tell you, I thought this was going to be simple. My foot's healed, and I thought that was going to be it.
Sayonara. It wasn't it.
I'll see you next time I need to have a physical, and or, you know, if I need to have another extraction out of the butthole, less about that, the better. So he says, oh, well, okay, good. Your insurance company, I thought they were going to say they dumped me or something like that, and I had to pay. No, your insurance, actually, it was the receptionist. In front of God and everybody, he's like, do you want the bad news from me or from your doctor? I'm like, okay, I guess from you. Your insurance company says that they're requiring you to have a colonoscopy.
Oh.
Yeah. Colonoscopy. I'm like, did everybody get that here in the waiting room? Of course, there was only like one person asleep or dead. I don't know. Shit, could have been either or. I wasn't putting a mirror under her nose. But yeah, so I went to the doctor and he's like, yeah, okay, good. Your foot's feeling good. Flips the page open and I'm like, here we go. Yeah, your doctor. And I'm not going to try an Indian accent or anything like that. He says, yeah, your insurance company wants you to have a colonoscopy or Cologuard. How do you feel about defecating in a box and sending it through the mail? It's like, well, I'm not too happy with the post office, but I don't know if I should go that far. Woo-hoo, got a live one for you here. Make sure you deliver that one properly.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know when that lovely event's going to happen.
Yeesh.
I don't even know what happens. I know there's a lot of prep. I know I have to drink this stuff and just pretty much blow my ass out. Like the day before.
Yeesh. So you're saying is there's going to be 2 days that you're not going to be working for sure?
Well, I definitely probably not the day before, but yeah, the day of, I'll probably come in with a lot of stories.
No, yeah, that's true.
Adam's walking bow-legged. What's the problem? I don't want to talk about it.
Guy has really big hands.
What happened to the, I don't know, I got a big camera nose and I want that to be.
I can't talk about it.
I just can't. Anyway, okay. And then I talk about it because that's usually how I, yeah. If I find something funny about it, oh, I'll definitely bring it up. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I'll jump on that sword. But you're supposed to have that done. And I was supposed to have like a prostate exam done a long time ago. So you're supposed to have that when you're 40. I'm 48 now.
Yeah.
And when you're supposed to have a colonoscopy when you're 50, they're jumping the gun on that one. But I haven't had a prostate exam. And my previous doctor, he was talking about doing that. He couldn't wait. Luckily, he died.
You get a little too excited about that?
He's like, oh, yeah, you're going to have a prostate exam.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Let me just dim the lights. Well, and then I'm like looking at his hands.
Put on some sexy music.
Yeah, he had these big old walnut knuckles. I'm thinking, jeez.
Ooh.
And he was like, had the offsets of Parkinson's. He's just shaking over the place. I'm like,
oh, God.
Get it together, Doc.
That's why you put off of doing it for so long.
Yeah, probably should have that done. Self-care is nothing to laugh at, but I'm sorry. It is 2023. We're having AI make Beatle records. Now, can't we find another way to work out your prostate, check out your colon? I mean, come on, besides pooping in a box. Okay, somebody really didn't do their homework on this one.
No, not at all. That seems like a very ineffective.
And come to find out, you do this Cologuard thing, and you see, you guys have all seen the commercials, this talking box, hey.
I'm Cologuard.
Give me the Scheisen in my box. But, I mean, if you send that sample and they find anything that's kind of like looks abnormal, they tell you to go for a colonoscopy. Then your insurance won't consider it a preventative procedure, and they won't pay for it.
So basically, there's no way around having to go in for the colonoscopy then.
Well, if you poop in a box like a cat and everything goes fine, you're good. You're good. And you're good for 3 years. You go with a colonoscopy, the old-fashioned camera up the butt, you're good for 10 years. And if they find something, they nip it in the bud, if you'll excuse the expression. They take care of it right then and there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, let's just go for the tried and true. Screw it. Let's go.
Yeah.
We'll make a day out of it. Come on, Doc. Oh, I don't do that.
Like, it seems like that's probably your better option, all things considered, then.
It is.
Not something to be...
And it will remind me of Boy Scout camp back after this.
Here's Gorillaz.
I never did get that merit badge.
It's Feel Good Inc. at Solid State Radio. The Foo at your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Sean Cantwell.
So apparently going to concerts anymore has just been a war zone. People throwing things at the artists like stopping the show.
Oh, lovely.
And Miranda Lambert, she's in the news right now. Because I mean, Miranda Lambert, I'm actually with her on this one. Stops mid-song and says, hang on a second, and basically just calls the whole concert out like it's a second grade classroom.
Oh my God.
These two people are apparently too interested in getting a selfie than listening to the song. On one hand, I'm like, yeah, put the phones down during a concert.
Yeah, I know. You've made it very clear that you were like the old man yelling at Cloud when it comes to those kids and their cell phones.
Yeah, and you know, I am such a hypocrite, but more on that later. totally am. I'm going to call myself out. I don't care. But Miranda Lambert stops in the middle of the show and basically just calls these two girls out. You're taking selfies while I'm singing. And a lot of people got pissed at her and left. Grouchy old bitch.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, you see, like, I saw some footage. You see concert footage all over the place. And people got their phones out. And you're watching it because somebody filmed it.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah. It's kind of like not Aaron Lewis.
Taylor.
Slipknot guy.
Corey Taylor?
Corey Taylor slapping a phone out of somebody's hands.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It is crazy. Put the phones down. I mean, I don't mind watching like the beginning of a show for somebody, but you're not going to sit down and watch the whole show. However, I will say that those people who got the awesome shots at the Ed Sheeran concert of Eminem jumping up on stage,
right?
I'm on board with that one. That was cool.
I love that because it. I figured my whole like news feed was going to be nothing but, you know, people posting about a certain other local rapper who had a show going on that night across town.
Uh-huh,
and instead, yeah.
Was he still considered a rapper?
Well, I don't know what the hell he is other than, you know, awful at this point. But instead, it became all about, oh, Eminem was over at, you know, crashed the stage at Ed Sheeran, which, you know, I'm kind of okay with this.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that you wouldn't put those two together.
No, you really wouldn't.
I'm hoping that Eminem, he really got off on that moment, and I hope he lost himself, and he goes on tour. I hope he does some shows.
I see. It's been a minute since he's done a tour, hasn't it?
I would have to say at least about 10.
Has it been 10 years?
I think it has. Well, last time he played was at Comerica in town. He was at Comerica. But yeah, I mean that would be a show. And I'm not even a huge hip hop guy, but I am a Michigan person, and
you are definitely a Michigan person, Adam.
Yes, absolutely. Smitten with the mitten.
Oh yes.
But yeah, I mean, so yeah, those of you who filmed that concert, thank you very much. Appreciate that. I would like to see that. I like to see those moments, but a lot of times it's like, people were filming Vince Neil. Why?
Yeah, why would you ever? Why would you want to? Why would you want to subject your phone to that?
It automatically calls 911. We understand you're in trouble.
I feel like that's fair. Like
gas, gas, gas.
It sounds like you're strangling a cat.
Do you need assistance? Shorty, give up.
That's so terrible, but yeah.
No, I mean, there's been a couple times I'll be at a concert, I have to tell somebody, put your phone down, I can't see the show.
Right, I mean, I'll give you that. That gets annoying rather quickly, and I don't do that certainly as much. Like it's the occasional picture, but that's about it, usually.
A picture or something, like a little 30-second clip, especially like the intro of the show, cool. Because I'll go through that and, you know, have a blast. I'll get down that wormhole on YouTube of just the intro to shows. Oh, I'll do that all day. But afterwards, you're not gonna sit there. Oh, look, man, the guitar solo. Let's all gather around. But honey, we're opening Christmas gifts. No, we're watching the guitar solo. Sit down.
You might do that though.
And then we're gonna watch the 4th of July fireworks. No, we're not.
Those people I will never understand. Like the people who film the fireworks on their cell phones. That is the one place I absolutely draw a line at. Like,
I mean, fireworks has to be experienced live.
Yeah. And if it's not, there's really no point.
Right. I agree.
That's at least where I come down on it. Like, there are certain things like, okay, this is probably going to be... There's someone else taking a better video of this somewhere. Like, you know, I'm glad we don't have to worry about this at, like, sporting events because, like, any possible game I go to, like, it's on TV. There's clearly no reason for you to be taking video at this juncture.
Right, exactly.
Unless someone's getting into a fight in the crowd somewhere, in which case, you know, fair game.
Oh, yeah, I like seeing those videos.
Those are always fun.
always at football games. It's funny as hell.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a few hockey games, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The famous one was in Dallas. They had a Bally's Dallas Fort Worth or whatever.
Yeah.
They had a picture of this guy with just a beautiful mullet, just like
flashing
a big old smile. Look like Drake McKenzie, quite frankly. Flashing a big old smile at the camera, and next thing you know, somebody's got a picture of him getting his clock cleaned.
Well, yeah, because he was yelling at this guy. I believe he dropped a word that you don't call people. And, just clocked him. And then his girl tried to stand up for it. And honestly, I think she got in more actual hits than her idiot boyfriend did.
He didn't get a hit in. He got a word in, and that was it. And it's like, okay, I'm punching out.
Yeah, it was so bad. Like, and you know it's bad when your girl's got to go try and defend your honor in a fight now. Like, that one was kind of sad and also hilarious to watch.
Yeah.
It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Gaslight Anthem and your local alternative, Solid State Radio. This one, you know, this is one of those stories where I feel like everyone probably got exactly what they had coming to them. So a crash in Wisconsin early Sunday ended with both drivers involved getting arrested, the Dane County Sheriff's Office said. Deputies and paramedics were called to the scene just after 2:25 a.m. for a report of a two-vehicle crash. Officials said 31-year-old Madison Mann was driving west when he crossed the middle line and collided with a truck driven by a 26-year-old Sun Prairie Man. A passenger in that guy's truck was taken to a local hospital with serious injuries. The Sun Prairie Man and two other passengers reported minor injuries. After police investigated the crash, both drivers were arrested for driving drunk.
I mean, I am somebody with a DUI under his belt, not proud of it. You got to feel
not
bad.
For me.
You got to knock on some wood. You got to feel bad for the truck driver. He's going by himself. He's doing fine. He was probably like 5 minutes from home. He's like, I'm going to make it. Oh, yeah. I got some pizza rolls in the freezer. I'm not going to microwave them. No. I'm a grown man now. I'm going to put them in the oven. This is going to be... And then this asshole...
Comes across the center line, median.
Crashes him. They're probably going to hold it. No, the other guy went to the hospital. So hopefully... You know, obviously, he was okay because now he's for DUI, but...
I mean, I guess at least they're taking each other out at that point, and not someone who's completely, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're that's a big silver lining because I mean, when I got busted for a DUI, and there's been some subsequent times, I'm like, man, I could really have hurt somebody, and it wasn't a laughing matter. I was just kind of like, I just really kind of got to get it together, and I'd like to think I have since. But yeah, this kind of situation. Guys are all over the road here, and the other guys, look at this asshole. I think I'm. Hey, don't I remember you from the bar? Bang! Oh God, yeah. Kind of reminds me, like in Chicago, this was when the automobile was first happening. They had two vehicles in downtown Chicago that could go 25 miles an hour. It was a big thing. They got two of them. They got to go 25 miles an hour. And they end up getting a head-on crash. I own the road, don't you say? Oh, no, that's preposterous.
what a bad bit of luck there, man.
Yeah, I mean, but like you said, I mean, there was a silver lining that they just kind of like, you know, took each other out. But yeah, I mean, just like, The one guy was probably almost home. He probably skidded into his own driveway.
Right?
Way to go, a-hole!
Would have been totally fine. And he was probably like, yeah, nope, we don't need to call the cops about this. Let's just go. Let's just be on your way. And then, nope, wouldn't get that lucky, I guess.
No, well, the guy was seriously injured. So I tell you what, if I was that guy, I was like, well, you know what? I was doing just fine. I was maintaining. You swerved into me. So I'm going to sue you for just so happens to be the amount I'm being my fine is. Isn't that crazy?
Right?
Huh? What do you think of that?
I think it's a great idea.
Next time, designate a driver, a-hole.
Right? Here's Young the Giant at Solid State Radio. Linkin Park, your local alternative, is Solid State Radio. I think we may have finally... we were talking a little bit off the air as we do, and you've come to something of a revelation out here, mostly for your benefit more than...
Yeah, it's about me. But I'm one of those guys, like, it's for me, but I make it sound like it's for you. I wasn't able to get you a wedding present because I was broke as a joke during your wedding.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call you out for that. I was just going to sit and silently resent you for it forever. I'm kidding.
This place needs a fridge. And you can go to, like, Habitat for Humanity. You know, a lot of those places get a fridge for, like, $100.
Yeah.
The fridge that we have at my house, I mean, you've put your beer in my fridge, and it's been working for 4 or 5 years. $100. That's all it costs. Yeah. So I'm gonna get you a fridge in here.
Unlike certain friends that buy like the $3,000 smart fridges.
The $3,000 smart fridge that conks out after 6 months and it takes you a year and a half to get your money back and you consider that a win. What a jackass. Especially when you're talking about about AI, just like computers are thinking for themselves. Next thing you're gonna buy a $3,000 Samsung fridge. And it's going to be like, I'm sorry, I cannot open up, I can't open up, get you another beer. You've had enough.
Yeah, that's all you need is the fridge cutting you off. That's how you know you've got a problem.
You are currently weighing at 300 pounds. Maybe not open me would be the better. I'm just shaking it.
Give me that frozen pizza, goddammit. And as for your opinion there.
I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm calling the authorities. Yeah, I don't need a smart fridge. Oh, but you know what? It takes a camera shot of what's in the fridge, and you can take that to the grocery store. You know what? Also, I can also write down a list. I can write down a list of what I need because it also doesn't take a picture of everything in the pantry. So shut up.
Yeah, that does sound somewhat helpful at least, but I feel like you could... It's still not worth paying the extra thousands upon thousands of dollars for. Me, I just want one of those damn beige fridges with, like, you know, with the wood paneling on it from, like, the 1970s. Because
yes, you do.
That thing's never going to die.
It's going to outlive all of us. And it's so cool because you could decorate the whole bar around that. I mean, that was so cool. Get one of those beveled ones that with, like, a big old latch. You can add ka-chunk. You open up the fridge. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, when you shut it, it's like, you know that's taken care of.
Yeah, you know that
the
thing
power
shut.
Goes out. You are golden. Just don't open it, but you are golden in that fridge.
Exactly.
The kind of fridge that Punky Brewster warned you about suffocating your friends in, that kind of fridge.
Was that an actual thing?
That was a famous episode, a very special episode of Punky Brewster.
They locked a kid in a fridge?
Well, yeah, there was a... Because Punky Brewster, she was adopted into a family, just one single creepy guy. It was the 80s. We could get away with it. Oh, you're an octogenarian with like no. Oh, yeah, we'll give you a kid. F it.
Why? Someone's got to take these little bastards.
Yeah, it was the guy that was also the commandant in Police Academy. Ah. So, yeah, they had this very special episode where they're like walking around like this alley. And there was an old fridge, and Punky's friend jumped in there and almost died because, you know, they had to open it up and give her CPR and everything else. And it was, like, basically telling my generation, don't lock yourself in a fridge. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm not stupid.
Right. Like, who the hell locks themselves in their damn fridge? Yeah. Or in a damn fridge?
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, hide and seek. They'll never find me in here. Oh, wait a minute. I can't find myself in here. I can't find air in here. Oh, they'll find my corpse in here. So, I mean, I get it.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. But that's the... Anyway.
This is a real problem plaguing kids in the 80s.
Yes. You need a child-killing fridge. That's what you need in here.
I mean, you know my thoughts on children, so that's perfect.
Open up the door. I told you not to go in there. Yeah, move your corpse out of the way. I got to get your beer.
Priorities, man. Priorities. Oh,
tastes like dead child.
Oh my God.
But I mean, seriously, I mean, those old fridges, I mean, when they go, they go. They're done. They're just,
yeah, there's no bringing them back from the dead at that
there's
point.
There's no
but...
warning light. There's no oil light that comes on.
Oil light check, fridge light.
We're just done. As opposed to this $3,000 Samsung. That just like warning, Will Rogers.
Will Rogers.
Will Rogers. Warning, Buck Rogers. Warning. I'm about to explode. Oh my God, I can't. And then it's like, oh, so cold. I'm so cold. I'm dying. No, get yourself one of those nice 1980s. If you can find one of those 1950s, 60s fridges. First of all, if you can, you're going to pay a lot of money because a lot of those people are not giving those up.
No. Because they know those things are eternal.
They outlasted the person that owned it previously. So, yeah, definitely do that. But, yeah, I'm going to get a fridge in here because you got outlets galore in here.
Oh, yeah, this thing is well set up to be the bar of my dreams, really.
Mm-hmm.
Soon enough, it will be. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it will. Here's Rival Sons at Solid State Radio. That was Hozier. Eat Your Young on Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
You're young. Yeah.
So, apparently, it's been decided. This is the sort of thing that could never really happen in America for a multitude of reasons. But I guess Hong Kong residents are now being urged to stare at smokers in a disapproving way to help create a tobacco-free city. The territory's health minister, Professor Lo Chung Mao, said someone who lit up in a restaurant would be unlikely to hit back if everyone stared at them. Quote, cigarettes can harm the health of all of us, Professor Lo told a meeting of the Legislative Council's Health Service panel on Friday. Quote, when the members of the public see people smoking in non-smoking areas, even if no law enforcement officers show up immediately, we can stare at the smokers. When someone takes out a cigarette at a restaurant, everyone on the premises can stare at that person. I don't believe that person would dare to hit back at everyone at the restaurant as they are simply staring. Professor Lowe said the behavior would help to create a non-smoking culture in the city. He said, quote, take queuing at a bus stop as an example. No one will say it requires the law to compel people to queue. Our society is able to create a culture where people will comply with this rule of queuing when waiting for buses. See, you can tell this is the sort of thing that doesn't happen in America or would never happen in America.
I think it's beautiful.
We're all just going to stare at you until you stop doing the thing that we don't want you to do. Whereas in America, everyone else is just like, well, minding our own goddamn business.
Are we really, though? Are we really minding our own business? As I see some people of other color barbecuing, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, that's sadly also true.
But
also, here's the thing. Like, I feel like in other countries, you know, you can just shame people into doing what you want by having the entire crowd stare at them. That person...
Oh, we did that wearing masks, so didn't we? Did we not?
Well,
yeah, I mean,
maybe you did, but
I never did. I mean, I was not going to get into anybody's.
I was not on the public shame train during COVID at all.
But I mean, could you imagine? I mean, no, it would not work out because people who really want to smoke, they're going to smoke.
If anything, they would. I feel like that in America, you try that sort of thing, dude's just going to like he might light up a couple at a time, just like.
Oh, there's going to be those people. Oh yeah.
Just as a double FU. Oh yeah, you don't like it? I got something you can puff on right here.
Yeah, as they lift themselves up in their lifted truck and blow smoke all over their Trump 2020 flags and everything else.
Right.
Oh, I get it. But I mean, yeah. Could you imagine? Let's say that happens in the United States, and you know, like you light up a cigarette in like a concert or something like that, and everyone just stops. The band stops. Everybody stops. The music stops. Just. Hang on, I'm almost done. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people like, America, I don't give a damn. I'll blow smoke right in your face. I don't give a damn.
which they would do. Like, absolutely, in this country, you'd know damn well that's the exact thing that would happen.
Well, the thing is, if they started that initiative, let's say in America, they're like, okay, start staring at people who are smoking. There'd be like only 5 or 6 people per capita that would like actually do it, and those people would get their ass kicked.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Mo Howard finger poke.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You'd get immediately if you started doing that. Like, you'd get the I don't give a F bastard. You're like, what the F are you staring at?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you probably get, you know, knocked on your ass.
Yeah.
Like, they can't hit all. They can't hit all. Yeah, I know people who will try.
Yeah.
People who absolutely probably think they can. And also, I guarantee you, the people who are just passively aggressively staring at you over smoking are not people who are going to want to fight.
No.
Like, people would be unlikely to hit back if everyone stared at them. You think so? Are you sure about that?
Well,
you sure about that?
They have it in their head, like, in a crowded restaurant, somebody lights up, the entire restaurant would just stop and just stare at them. That's not going to happen.
No.
That's not going to happen. You're going to get, like, one person way off the, and do, like, the fake, hey, excuse me, I ordered a Zima, not an emphysema. One of those people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to fail in China, or I'm sorry, Bangkok.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. And it's going to fail. It would fail in the United States.
It failed miserably here. I mean, at this point, I mean, you have got to the point where smokers are kind of exiled to the outside, you know, year-round, which I personally am fine with. Like,
oh, yeah, but I'm married to a smoker, and it is a bitch.
I'd like to say I feel bad, but, like, not even a little bit.
Well, you know what? I'm on the fence on this. And on one side of the fence, I get laid. So, yeah, you know where I'm going with this.
Sure.
But, I mean...
I mean, granted, yeah, I mean, you could say that about any vice of that sort. Like, well, they just exiled you out for your drinking or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Well, here's the thing about that. I basically spent a year having to do that. Like, the winter of 2020, when you couldn't drink inside, where we were all huddled around these big old heaters at the Hitchin Post.
Yeah. No, don't put any ice in that whiskey. I don't need it.
Like, you think for a second that not being able to drink inside stopped me from going out and eating and drinking? Not a chance in hell.
No.
We Michiganders are a hearty bunch, but also my drinking isn't, like, directly, you know, making you sick or whatever.
No, and a lot of people want
might be making me sick, but that's not the point.
I was with somebody for a while there. Like, she was a non-smoker. She stopped smoking when we started dating because, she, you know, I was a non-smoker, and I thought that was really cool. She took medication for it, and she stopped. She was a non-smoker. We moved in together. A year later, she started smoking, and she was making up for lost time.
Oh.
She was just smoking, 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 smoking. I'm like, okay, all right. And I was like, okay, you want to smoke in the house? Fine, but open up a window. Open up a window. That's all I'm asking. And she wouldn't. And she'd be like smoking, looking right at me. And I'd go open up a window. And she's like, well, what's the difference between me smoking and you drinking beer? I was like, well, how about if I swig beer, spray it all over you?
Right. Like, do smokers really not understand this? That, like, there's no such thing as secondhand drinking. Like, you're
there
not blowing
not.
Smoke back into that I have to,
there,
you know, inhale.
There is not. There is not. And also... smokers, can I tell you something that you may have forgotten? That your cigarette butts, when you flick them, do not disappear into another dimension. They stay there. They are biodegradable, I'll give you that, but it's going to take a little bit. We're tired of your cigarette butts. I know some smokers that will actually, like, snuff it out, put it into a cigarette pack, and throw it away later. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. You want to damage
right.
your lungs, but yet still be, you know, cognizant that you're in a society? Kudos, brother.
Right.
Smoke away. But keep the cigarette butts under control.
Yeah. I don't feel like we're asking a lot here. It seems like we shouldn't be having to ask a lot when it comes to that. Like, it's a pretty base level of respect. Like, I may like to tie one on a lot. But, you know, my drinking in a bar, your drinking at the bar is not affected by my drinking at the bar,
right?
Unless I'm also trying to buy you shots or something.
And it, in which case, wouldn't that be nice? Is when they were smoking in bars, you guys like, oh no, thank you, I'm a non-smoker, and the smoke would just go away. That didn't happen,
right? No, exactly. That. But to be fair, we also operated under the assumption for a long time that if you just put up a partition between the smoking and the non-smoking side, that smoke would never cross over to the other side.
The smoke. So self-aware. Like, oh,
well, oh, it sorry, stops sorry, right at the entrance sorry, of the non-smoking sorry, section. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was a... Sean, you don't even know the world I grew up in. '70s, the shopping carts had ashtrays in them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I remember getting burned by a cigarette in a McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
And that was in '93.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bitch.
It sounds like it would be a bit of a bitch.
And I tried smoking. I tried it. I'm like, I just don't think, I don't look good doing it. I don't like the taste of it.
I'll say,
are you cigarette people who say, oh, I like the taste? No, you don't.
I guarantee you there's no one who actually likes the taste of cigarettes. You can't possibly. I will say, never done it. Never smoked a cigarette. Had a couple cigars in my day. And a different thing, admittedly, but I hated it.
Cigars.
Like, I did twice with a certain friend, a couple friends of ours.
Yeah, yeah.
And realized this sucks. Like, everything just tastes like smoke for like the next 24 hours.
It
like,
does.
This is nasty.
It really does. There are some good cigars where like it's yeah, it's almost like you don't inhale it all the way. You just kind of like puff on it and just. And,
well, because yeah, you don't inhale. That's the difference.
I can get with a good cigar once, maybe twice a year. But yeah, then I'm good, and then I'm good for like the rest of the year. But have you ever smoked weed? Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Like,
you ever had the ganja?
Couple times, yeah.
Yeah, oh. You pothead. Look at you. Going down the wrong path.
But then again, the problem is there once again. I hate smoke.
Yeah.
Like, inhaling smoke does nothing for me. That's like, if I'm going to do that stuff, give me some edibles, man. Like, that's more my speed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's the whole inhaling smoke thing that I'm not down with at all.
Well, my problem is every time I've smoked weed, and I'm talking about like every single time, I've also been three sheets to the wind. So I don't know what I'm feeling.
Yeah, see, that's the thing too, because I want to get more into that stuff. But it's like, well, is it this? Is this actually doing what it's supposed to be doing, or is it just this? Could I have just skipped this and just kept drinking? Did I make a mistake by starting drinking before I started doing this? These are the things that run through my head.
Okay, so a future happy hour. What we're gonna do is we're gonna do a not CBD. We're gonna be THC kind of edibles on the air. We're going to start off some THCs and see how it affects us. We'll get one of a THC company wants to endorse it.
Yeah, we'll get a sponsor of some sort that wants to do this, wants to partner up with this.
Right on the air.
And if you want to do that, email us, you know, email me, Sean at solidstateradio.net or Adam at solidstateradio.net for that matter. And we can make all your dreams come true.
If my 9-to-5 job is listening, I am joking.
That's totally not a thing that's going to happen on his end. Me? What's my day job going to do? You still should be drinking right now.
Yeah, you're right. Your day job is like, well, we gave you a piss test and we didn't find any drugs in there. We got to let you go.
Yeah, we got to.
We can't have any narcs in this business.
Exactly. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge this afternoon. But don't worry, a full hour of local original music comes your way next on a little show we like to call Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.